Hello and welcome to the Media Report for Thursday the 4th of August 2005. I'm Richard Adie. We begin with freedom of information. As you might recall, the Australian's been appealing an FOI decision at the Federal Court. On Tuesday, the court handed down its verdict, and it wasn't what the paper's FOI editor, Michael McKinnon, wanted to hear.
This decision means that freedom of information in this country has become even more difficult than it was already. As any journalist knows, FOI, which is a legal right to obtain documents from the government about what it does, is very time-consuming, it's expensive, and inevitably involves extensive legal battles about wrongly applied exemptions about why documents shouldn't be released. The Australian has run this case for a number of reasons, but in particular, we strategically wanted to knock over public interest arguments arising out of a case called Howard Reed Treasury, 1985. Those seven public interest grounds why documents shouldn't be released are used again and again as a rubber stamp by governments across Australia. So we were attempting to seriously question those public interest grounds and make it much more difficult for bureaucrats to use them as a rubber stamp. Unfortunately, the decision by the full bench does not in any way help us there. I guess one of the major impacts of the decision is that in the event of a journalist identifying controversial documents, documents that the public should know about to be able to judge their government correctly, a politician simply has to issue what's called a conclusive certificate to say that it's conclusively against the public interest to release these documents. And there is very little legal recourse left to anyone. Under this decision, when we go to an appeal on a conclusive certificate, all that is required is for a Treasury bureaucrat to stand there and say, these documents should not be released because they'll misinform the public, and that's pretty well the end of the case.
So as long as the public servant's clean and sober, the document stays suppressed.
That's exactly right. And I can take you to, as that's put by one of the two judges in the decision, it simply says that as long as the reasons they give are not fanciful or absurd, then they'll held to be reasonable.
Well, I'm going to reveal my bias here, Michael. That can't be good.
No, it's terrible, because it means that the government's control of the information that we need to judge its performance is much more entrenched than it was prior to this judgment. FOI is very difficult to use, but at least you had some hope that you could prove there was a public interest in the release of the documents and the AAT would look at the reasons why they should be released and the reasons why they shouldn't be released. And that's agreed by the judges themselves. And I'll quote you the judgment from Conti, who Justice Conti was a dissenting judge. He says, the applicant, which is myself, put a wealth of expert testimony in support of our contention that the reasonable grounds for the claim that disclosure would be against the public interest. We put a great deal of expert evidence, according to the judge, in support and in favour of the public interest in release. But under this ruling, none of that evidence had to be looked at.
Do Justice Conti's comments give you hope? Do you think you've got grounds to take this further and go to the High Court and appeal?
The legal advice I've received from an array of experts today is that there's strong grounds for an appeal. We are currently awaiting a legal advice from our senior counsel on that, and then senior management will obviously take a decision on whether that we need to proceed or not.
Yeah, well, going to the High Court will cost a packet, Michael.
Indeed it does. And really, while, and I'm speaking myself here not as a representative of the Australian in terms of speaking on behalf of that organisation, but we've also got a duty to our shareholders of News Limited. We've got an obligation to also continue providing the best journalistic coverage in the country, and if we put all of our resources into this case, then obviously that will impact on resources in other areas. It is ultimately a decision for management. I would say, as the FOI editor, the company could not have been more supportive. We've backed an appeal to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal and then an appeal to the full bench of the Federal Court. There is no other media organisation in this country that has come close to that sort of support for a key test case on freedom of information.
If management doesn't come to the party, where does that leave you? And where does it leave the Australian come to that?
If they don't, we still have scope to make FOI work in that. Thankfully, the judges found that every case decides the public interest to itself. So this decision by the full bench will not be binding in terms of deciding what the public interest is. Where it is a real problem is that if we get access to sensitive documents and the documents in dispute, it'll be very easy for a minister to issue a conclusive certificate. And once that occurs, despite the best of wills and my intention to run an appeal on each case, we simply will not have a chance of winning.
Michael McKinnon's the Australian's FOI editor. abc.net.au/rn, then click on the media report. You'll find a transcript of today's program, and you can email us from there too. My thanks to producer Jackie May and technical producer John Diamond. I'm Richard Adie.